Going deeper.
Okay, don't let me scare you, but giant jellyfish are taking over parts of the world's oceans. Apparently, overfishing and other human activities are giving these jellyfish the upper hand. And the Nomura jellyfish can even get up to 200 kilograms and 2 meters in diameter. But that's how it works. Fish would eat baby jellyfish and compete with them for food, unless there aren't many fish left. Or pollution changes the water so there's not enough oxygen for fish, but the jellies can survive it. Then things start to get out of control and hard to turn around. Life's the same. We need to keep the balance. If we deplete ourselves of the things we need and overdo other things that should be kept in check, we start to get taken over by the negatives. It's normal to have a few jellyfish in the ocean, just like it's normal that none of us are perfect and we all face challenges. But if we don't keep things in check, we can find ourselves with a much bigger problem. Our flaws and struggles are suddenly in control of our lives, and what's really important is under threat. It's best not to get so busy or distracted that you upset the vital balance, but to keep a regular eye on the ecosystem inside you. You know, not be all work, no prey. But if it's already happened, and you know things are out of control, you're not lost to it. God is there with His grace. And together, you can start cultivating today, day by day, cultivating the fish and culling the jellyfish, getting the balance back to the way it needs to be inside you. I'm Rod Allen for the Salvation Army.